Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 18, 2023. This is our second individual and group healing event of the month. And I welcome each and every one of you who is present. I know we got at least one person whose name I do not recognize, so I'll give you a fairly detailed description of what we're doing here. What we do here is each person gets a chance, several people will get a chance to get in the hot seat and receive healing from the group. And you'll receive this both from the folks on the live call and those who are doing it from the recording. And everybody is going to get lots and lots of highest good healing, whether you're in the hot seat or not, because our allies are very generous with giving that out to anyone who's participating in this call any way, shape, or form. As a bigger overview, after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. I'm going to call a whole bunch of divine helpers. These are all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Create a safe, sacred container so that we work safely. And then I will call people, you know, prioritizing first those who've never done this event before in the hot seat, those who haven't done it the last two rounds, those who didn't do it last time, and then we'll open it up to anyone if time allows for that. So that's how we do it. And I also want to thank all the folks I see on the live call right now. And thank you for being here, Angela, Carrie, Cass, Jim, Christina. I don't recognize you, Christina. Welcome. Eric, Faye, James, Jesse, Laura, Luminita, Marilyn, Monica, Pete, Risa, Sanmati, Tina, and Guru, also a new name to me. So I'm glad to see a couple of names that I don't recognize right away. So welcome everybody, whether you're a veteran or a newbie. Everyone should get significant benefit. All right, so we're going to get rolling. So the first thing I'm going to do after I yawn, let me explain that when I yawn, it's not because I'm tired. Yawning is one way to process heavy energy, and I'll be processing quite a bit of heavy energy tonight on behalf of everyone. So will others. In some cases, I'll explain that more. So I'm now going to call the directions of the mesa. That's a little floor altar that I use to hold space here. Then I'm going to call the allies. As I do this, my invitation to you is to relax and just be passive. You may feel energy moving in or around you. If so, just feel what it's doing. If you do not feel that, then just feel your breath come and go passively. So your passivity is what opens you. So let's get it rolling. This event takes about 90 minutes. I want to leave plenty of time for several people to be in the hot seat. One thing I do request if you're participating is please give us your undivided attention. Behave as if you were right here in the room with me. I make that for a very specific reason, because everybody live or even on the recording affects the energy of the event. All this is affected in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So you are not just a spectator. You are a participant if you are here, and your energy affects everybody else. So I'm not asking you to do anything perfectly or hold perfect concentration, but I am asking you, please don't be texting or driving or doing anything else while we're doing this. That could disrupt the experience of others and will definitely compromise your experience too. If that's not possible, you can always come back and do this later in the archive. And archive events are just as powerful as the live ones. All right, I'm going to yawn one more time at least. If you need to leave early, that's not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the group field. They'll do that, and you can leave without causing any disruption. All righty, so here we go. Again, relax. As we begin, just become aware of how your body feels overall, just the overall vibe of your physical body, physically. And if you have energy body awareness, the part of you that's prana, chi, life force, just note that as well. Just noticing the state that you're beginning from. Alrighty, you stay relaxed and passive, feeling energy if you can, breath otherwise, and I'll get us started. Mamakia. Wiracocham Inti Viti. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. I ask my higher self to run Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For everybody, we call spirit songs higher self, Amba the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Abba Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other benevolent, high vibration angelic beings whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. So we have a good container. Anyone who now wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. We'll leave a moment for them to join us. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to invite everyone into embodied awakening. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body. Since there's a couple of new folks here, I'll describe this more thoroughly than usual. So the idea is, think of your physical body like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your higher self is going to drive. This only happens with your ego's permission. If at any moment you don't like the way your higher self is driving, you can just think yourself back behind the wheel. You'll be there and the higher self will step out immediately with no fuss. So it's instantly reversible, no danger, no risk, perfectly safe to try. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Less having to think about stuff and more just knowing what to do intuitively. And full body euphoria. So that sounds like a good time. And I invite you in a moment to repeat after me. It's going to be an 8-word invocation. And again, you're only going to get the amount of awakening that you're ready for. To my knowledge, no one has ever gotten overwhelmed doing one of my invocations. So if you wish, repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and become completely passive. The more passive you are, the quicker it works. Your higher self is doing all the work for you. Your human part is simply receiving it. If you feel energy coming into your body, just notice the feeling of that. That's all you're doing is feeling the incoming energy. Kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. If you can't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go passively. When this is happening, it's best not to do any of the following. Please don't use any effort or willpower. Please don't visualize or imagine things deliberately. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't try to stop anything from happening. Just be really passive. If you get distracted, just return your attention to feeling energy or breath. Allow distractions to remain in the background if they want, but put your attention on the feelings. And try to use the least effort that allows you to feel what's happening. You might even try no effort at all. Most people, in my experience, pop right into embodied awakening as soon as they go to absolute zero effort, not even trying to feel anything. So try that and see what happens. If it's zero effort, you can still feel energy or breath without even trying, then stay at zero. If you lose it at zero, add barely enough effort back to feel it again. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when all four of these things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Whether you're in the hot seat or holding space for others, you're going to do that more enjoyably and more effectively. If you're in embodied awakening or as close as you can get, awakening is more like a dimmer switch. Even movement toward that, a little more of it is good. Wow, this feels like we're in a good solid space. So In a moment, we're going to get our first hot seat person. The first opening is for anyone who has never been in the hot seat before during an individual and group healing event. So if that's you and you'd like to receive some healing, please unmute yourself now. You do need to interact with me verbally to do this. So if you're on the live call and you'd like to receive a healing and you've never done this before in this event, then unmute now. Last call for newbies. All right. Next, anyone who hasn't done the hot seat the last two times we've done this event, feel free to jump in now. Anyone who hasn't been in the hot seat the last two times we've done this event, that means in the last month. Nobody. All right. Anyone who wants to be in the hot seat and didn't do it last time in the a week ago. So basically, if you were in the hot seat a week ago, you're disqualified. Otherwise, you can jump in and be in the hot seat right now. Just unmute yourself and we'll work with you. Last call for anyone who meets that criterion.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, Sanmati. How are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't done this before. I was just debating whether to jump in.
Okay, thanks for doing that. So let me explain how this works. What I need from you to be in the hot seat is for you to give me a very simple and concise description of what you would like to be different after this healing round, if possible. So we don't need any backstory or any big explanations, just a simple statement of what would you like to be changed by the end of your round, if possible. So what would that be?
Okay. I have started to have more anxiety, and okay. I'd like to be able to handle it better. I have a high BP, and it comes and goes, but then it's probably connected to the anxiety. So.
Okay. So you would like to be free of anxiety, if possible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you would also like a normal blood pressure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll shoot for those two things. Okay. So all you, so on Sanmati, the way this works, I'm going to have you invoke that first, and then you're going to just start receiving, and I'll have everyone else do their invocation. So basically the person in the hot seat will do a healing invocation, and everyone else is going to do what's called a holorene invocation, where they become the conduit for the divine energy for you. Does that sound okay, Sanmati?
Yes.
Okay. And anyone in the hot seat has a safe word, and the safe word is stop. So if anyone says stop, we'll stop. It's never happened before. Again, my experience is overwhelm simply doesn't happen. It may get intense, but it won't be too much. And usually the person in the hot seat, you know, they're around usually the last 10, maybe 15 minutes. So the allies tend to work very quickly. Okay. And just to be super clear, I invite you to flow to others, even if you're on the recording. This literally works beyond time and space, no matter how long after the original event you're joining us. So feel free to be participating if you're on the recording as well. All right, Sanmati, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes.
Okay, so please repeat. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Including maximum elimination of anxiety.
Including maximum elimination of anxiety.
And perfect blood pressure.
And perfect blood pressure.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, good. Now start relaxing. So also, as we get into this, are you feeling any anxiety right now?
No.
And are you feeling any symptoms of high blood pressure right now?
No.
Okay. All right. So just relax and just be generally aware of the body. And we'll see how if you feel different by the time we're done. Okay. So your job from this point forward, Samadhi, is to be completely passive. Just let the energy come to you and work on its own. Okay. The more passive you are, the better this will work. Okay. Everybody else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Sanmati's highest good. May her anxiety be eliminated and her blood pressure optimized to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Okay, everybody now relax completely, be fully passive. If you're not Sanmati, you are now a hollow reed and you are not sending energy, you are not visualizing, you're not using any effort at all. You are allowing your higher self and the divine allies to use you as a conduit. So please become completely passive. Let your higher self and the divine allies flow through you, the energies that will serve Sanmati's highest good. I promise you, they can do this far better than your ego could do it under its own initiative. So, everybody, including Sanmati, should now be passive and let's just let the energy run. You feeling some strong energy coming in, Sanmati? Sanmati can.
Waiting.
Do you feel energy moving in your body?
Yeah.
Good. All right, just let it move. Again, you may feel some challenge. The shamanic rule is you have to feel it to heal it. So just relax into whatever you're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's intense. Again, let me know if you feel like you're getting overwhelmed. I don't expect that to happen. But you can let us know if you feel that is happening. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel energy flushing out your hands or feet or both?
Yeah, I feel I'm warm now.
Good. Yeah, that's those anxiety and blood pressure challenges leaving. So just let it flush and stay passive and just do your best just to feel what's happening. Stay in the feeling zone the best you can. When you're in the hot seat, sometimes thoughts or images will pop up, and that's normal. And you let them be in the field, but your attention should be on feeling the best you can. Okay. Okay. So just relax, stay passive, and let it run. Those who are not Sanmati may notice challenging energies arising in your field as well. Those who are willing and able will often have heavy energy processed through them on behalf of the hot seat person. So if you're feeling anything like that, that may be what's happening. And know that only those who, again, are willing and able will get that experience, and it will pass right through you. As long as you stay passive, nothing will stick afterward. And to process heavy energy for another is actually a privilege. I do it all the time, and it's a tremendous service. So anyone who's not Sanmati, just be relaxed into your own experience, whether it feels great, whether it feels challenging. Just be present with it the best you can without preference. Whether you're in the hot seat or not, your body may do certain things as energy moves through it. So, any of the following is fine. If your body was to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry, if you need to make sound, if you have a big release and you need to get up, make big motions like you need to flail your arms or stomp your feet, anything the body naturally wants to do, please allow that as long as it won't be a crazy disruption in your environment. The body knows how to release if you don't get in the way. Please don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. And don't initiate any of that because your ego thinks it's a good idea, but if you feel it naturally wanting to happen spontaneously, then I encourage you to allow that if you possibly can. Sanmati, did you feel that state shift just then? Okay, good. Feel how the light body got stronger? You're doing great. You're doing beautifully. Again, stay as passive as you can. Just totally relax. Your only job is to, you do feel the energy moving, right? Just feel it. That's all you need to do here. I'm feeling some nausea in the stomach. Just be with that if you're feeling that too. Feels like they're needing to clear some stuff out of that area. Sanmati, does your physical body now feel more like energy than solid matter?
Yes.
Good. That's naturally a part of a healing round like this. So that means you're doing great. Just relax into whatever you feel like. Keep feeling the energy. And my perception empathically now, Sanmati, is you now are conscious as a radiant being of light. You're much more aware of the light body than the physical body. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might be complete, but let's give it a moment to see if anything else is going to happen. That feels pretty stable. Do you feel like the healing round has run its course?
Yeah, I feel much better.
Good. Okay. All right. So well done. You gave us a great start in the hot seat. Thank you.
Thanks, Benjamin.
All right. So
thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Any questions on Mati before we move to the next person for the hot seat?
No, I'm feeling good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well done. All right. Thank you. Good job. Okay. Whoever would like to, anyone who, again, so we have our phone caller. Who's this?
Hey, Benjamin. This is Nicole. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Nicole. How are you?
All right. I'm doing okay. I've landed in my new location.
Actually, your voice is a little bit fuzzy and hard to hear. Is there anything you can do to help us hear you more clearly?
I am not sure.
That is much better. Whatever you said is way better. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's speakerphone.
Okay, good. All right. So, you know how we like to do this. All we need from you is a very clear, simple statement of what you'd like to be different if possible. So, what would that be?
Right. So, I would like to clear my issues with authority. And basically just have a cordial relationship with authority that goes both ways. Not kowtowing to them, not being afraid of them, not having an adversarial relationship with them, but just cordial.
Okay.
And beneficial, mutually beneficial.
Would the word balanced be appropriate there?
I don't like the term balanced, to be honest. Okay.
Then we won't use it. I just had a thought. So cordial is exactly the word you want, right?
Cordial and mutually beneficial.
And mutually beneficial. Okay.
Yeah.
And just for my information, do you tend to be more conciliatory or more aggressive in terms of authority?
Both at different times. but I would depends on how much of a threat they are and how dependent I am on them.
Okay.
I would say probably I. In bad situations, I tend towards being more aggressive.
Okay.
When the stakes are higher, I tend to be more conciliatory. But I flip flop between them, and that causes problems.
Okay, I thank you.
Particularly the aggressive side.
All right. So I'm just trying to think of the best phrasing. So deal with authority in a mutually beneficial manner, something like that.
Or cordial and mutually beneficial manner.
Okay, that's got it. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I think that feels like good phrasing. Okay. So
okay, great.
At this very moment, when you think of the question of authority, is there any discomfort anywhere in your body or energy field as you contemplate the issue of authority right now?
Yep.
And 0 to 10, how intense is that?
It's about a 5 or 6 right now.
Okay. All right. So the discomfort level around authority is a 5 or 6 right now. All right. We'll check on that number again when we're done. Okay. And
Okay.
are you contemplating a specific situation around authority that's causing that 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Okay. All
Yep.
right. So I want you to remember the specific instance.
Okay.
And again, just for a moment, imagine that scenario that's causing the 5 or 6 and really feel that. And it's sort of still like a 5 or 6 out of 10 right now.
Yep.
All right, good. Okay. I want to give us a basis for comparison. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, you can let that go and repeat after me right
Okay.
now, please. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing
Maximum healing.
that serves highest good,
That serves highest good.
relating to authority.
Relating to authority.
May my relationship with authority
In my relationship with authority,
be cordial and mutually beneficial
be cordial and mutually beneficial.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
this or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, good. Well, let the words go. Did we cover the bases on that information? You did? Okay. All right. So now please be passive and let the energy move on its own. Just feel what's happening in your body. Everybody
It's
else.
already moving.
Okay. All right. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Nicole's highest good. May she have a cordial and mutually beneficial relationship with authority to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Now, everybody, just relax and be passive. If you're Nicole, just passively receive the incoming energy. If you're not Nicole, just relax and be the hollow reed through which the divine energy flows. And oh, that's a strong flow. Sorry, relax. And the allies are giving me a heads up that everyone, whether you're Nicole or not, is now receiving highest good healing. And the magic of this is if you're not Nicole, whether you're live or on the recording, two things are happening simultaneously. You are being the conduit for Nicole, and at the same time are receiving your own highest good healing. And you don't have to specify it. The divine beings already know what that is, perhaps better than your ego does. And if you just stay passive, all of this can happen simultaneously with great ease and perfection. So everyone just relax and let the energy move as it will.
They seem to like to do that with me a lot.
Yes, indeed.
I wonder if it's something about my wiring that like causes them to do that.
Maybe so. We'll see. Again, I invite you to call to relax and just tune into the energy and just receive that. Yeah, I felt the energy just now deepen, and so now it feels to me, Nicole, like the energy is now seeping into a much subtler way, like going sort of topic. Yeah. So just feel it seeping in more subtly and deeply now. I'm feeling a little nausea. So just again, if that any unpleasantness you're feeling, just be present with it. Don't resist it. Just feel it with as much equanimity as you can. Okay, they're trying to give you a little bit of euphoria there, but you're resisting it, it feels like. So allow the feeling as well. Just be as
Okay.
present with the good feeling as the bad. Don't have a preference. Just let it all in. What I'm feeling, and tell me if this is not your experience, they're trying to light up euphoria in your head and it starts and then it gets shut down. Are you feeling that at all?
They're trying to light a what in my head?
Euphoria is trying to blossom in your head, like in your brain,
Okay.
and they start it and then it kind of ebbs back. Are you noticing anything like that?
Not really. I'm noticing a lot of tension in the acupuncture channels in my arms and also in my diaphragm.
Okay. All right. So for a moment, put your attention where the tension is. For a moment, I just want you
Okay.
totally experiencing any resistance and be fully present as the resistance. Blend with it, be it. Give it your complete attention for just a moment. Okay. This is my standard protocol for dealing with any energetic resistance during a process. Give it your full attention a moment longer. And now relax to zero effort. Just drop it all away and don't do anything. Just totally go to zero
Okay, but I still have to
effort.
hold the
What? I'm sorry.
But I still have to hold the phone.
Well, do hold the phone, yeah, if you have to. But otherwise, just energetically let it all go, okay?
Right.
And now I'm feeling a strong flush out your hands and feet. Are you feeling that energy poisoning now?
Yeah, I'm definitely,
Good. All right, that
still
worked.
feeling it in my lungs.
Yeah. So just stay passive and let, now I think we got a good movement more than before. Just let the energy wash away. And now the euphoria is blossoming easily. Are you noticing a little bit of nice energy coming into the mix?
Yeah, now I'm
There
feeling it
you go.
more in my head.
It's working now.
Yep.
All right, good. Just
A
allow.
little more joyful.
And just feel everything challenging or blissful. Just be with everything without preference. Yeah, you're blossoming beautifully now. Well done. And I'm being shown a lot of other people on this call are getting strong experiences too of healing or awakening or whatever. So everyone who's not Nicole, just be have your experience too. If everyone stays totally passive, then it all could work beautifully and synchronistically. Nicole, it feels to me like your energy has stabilized. They've kind of blossomed it. And it feels, does it feel like your process is at equilibrium now?
It feels like it's winding down, yeah.
Okay, good. Let's give it just a moment to come to deeper equilibrium.
I mean, you know me, I could always go an hour more with it.
I totally get it. Okay, so let's check the work. Please recall the authority issue that you reported early as a five or six when you thought about it. So bring up that same thought again. And when you've got it strongly in your mind. So on the 0 to 10 emotional triggering scale, what's the intensity of triggering now as you think about that?
I'd say it's about a 3 now.
Good. So it dropped by roughly half then. Good. That's a good start. Okay. Now, if you feel like you need to spend a little more time on this, you can spend as long as you like on the rest of this call. If you feel like you got what you needed, you can, be the supporter of others. Okay.
Right. It just dropped to a 2.
Oh, even better. Okay, good. Okay. Do you feel complete with your hot seat process, Nicole?
Yep. Thank
All right.
you.
Well done. Thank you so
Thank you,
much for
allies.
volunteering. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else who was not on the last call a week ago is welcome to unmute and be in the hot seat now. Christina, hi.
Yes.
So, you haven't been in this call before, have you?
My first time, but I have been listening to your calls, and especially the healing ones at night when I go to sleep.
Oh, beautiful. I hope those have been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. So you know the protocol. Tell us what you would like to be different after this round, if possible.
Improvement on my eye condition.
Eye? And could you tell us what this condition is?
So I developed cataracts due to my uveitis.
Okay. So you would like the cataracts to clear?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do. And right now, let's tie a 0 to 10 on this. If 10 is I've got no vision at all, I'm completely clouded over, and 0 is I have perfectly clear vision, what number would you give the clarity of your vision right now?
So if 10 is the total clarity, I would be 2 right now.
Okay, so you kind of reversed my scale, but if I understand you, you are 20% occluded and you have about 80% good vision. Is that right? Is that what you mean?
Okay, actually, let's say I see, for clarity, I see, let's say 50%.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that works either way. Okay. Okay, so open your eyes and just have a good look at the current level of visual clarity that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And really get clear on that, no pun intended. And now, do you feel like you've got a good reference on your current level of visual clarity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So close your eyes and please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum visual clarity.
Maximum visual clarity.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we didn't specifically reference the cataracts, but visual clarity would involve that, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you relax and just hold your attention in your eyes, which is where the healing energy is going to go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Maximum healing. That serves highest good. For Christina's visual clarity. This or something better. Everybody, please be passive and just let the energy move. So, Christina, do you feel energy moving in your body?
Yeah, I feel that on my palm.
Good. Okay, let it go where it wants. Sometimes, you know, you ask for healing in one area, but they have to work related areas. And often awareness of energy in the palms is your awareness of heavy energy leaving the body. It usually leaves through the hands or the feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you just relax and be as passive as you can and just notice where the energy is moving. Again, you holding attention in your eyes, in the area where the cataracts are, will be helping to focus the divine healing energy there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, just be fully passive. Once again, the allies are showing me that everybody's getting healing, even as they're being a conduit for Christina. So full passivity, please. Let the allies work at maximum potential as you kind of step out of the way and let them do it for you. Christina, the allies are telling me they're going to do more than just the cataracts, so they're going to give you some bonus healing too.
Well, thank you.
So even though you're focusing on the eyes, you may notice energy working other places too. They're saying that's too simple. We want to do more. So just relax and feel whatever shows up. Yeah, I just felt a shift. Did you feel more energy in the body just now, a stronger altered state? Good. Just relax into that. Please have no preference whether your experience is challenging or blissful at any given moment. It could be either or both. And no matter which it is, they're definitely serving your highest good. I'm feeling a lot of resistance in your field. Do you feel how the energy is a little bit stuck and can't quite leave right now, Christina?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just put your attention where you feel it kind of stuck or clogged, and just be fully present wherever you feel that in your body. Give it your full undivided attention. This is like we did last time. Just be fully present with the stuckness, merge with it, be one with it. Not changing anything, just noticing what's happening. Good. Now please drop to zero effort, absolutely passive. Good. That opened it back up and now it should drain more easily. Yeah, can you feel how that heavy energy is now leaving your hands and feet more easily? Good. You're doing great. Just stay passive and let it flush away. As I said earlier, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you want to cry or make sound, or the body wants to move in a certain way, just please allow all that. Let the body clear heavy energy however it wishes. And it feels like they just took you up a level there in your consciousness. Does your body now feel more like energy than solid matter? Good, you're doing perfect. That is a normal process. Feeling more like energy is a predictable part of a good healing invocation round. So you're right on schedule. Just relax into whatever you experience. By the way, all those strong out-breaths is a shamanic technique of releasing heavy energy. So that feels pretty stable. Let's give it a moment longer to see if they have anything else they'd like to do. That feels like it might be done. Christina, do you feel like they've come to equilibrium, or are they still doing some strong work?
It was like vibrating on both hands, and now it feels more center in the midline.
Good. Okay. All right. I think your round is complete. So let's check the work. Open your eyes again and look where you were looking before. And is there any shift in visual clarity?
think it got better.
Yay. Okay, we'll take it. All right, glad to hear it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you so much for stepping into the hot seat, Christina. I really appreciate it. All right, so let's invite anyone else who was not on the call a week ago. You're welcome to unmute and receive healing. I misspoke. Anyone who was not in the hot seat last time is welcome to unmute me in the hot seat. Last call for any such persons. All right. Open season. Anybody may now unmute and step into the hot seat. Monica, hi.
Oh, hi, Benjamin. So what I would like is greater discernment and intuition and a clarity of focus.
A minute. Discernment, intuition, and clarity of focus.
Yes.
All right. All right, so those might be a little tricky to do a reality check on immediately after the work, but that won't stop us. We'll call for
Okay,
that.
good.
And it may take a few days to check on the how much of that sticks, but we'll fire it up here. Excuse me. They want to clear a little bit first. Okay, so Monica, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine ally,
please remove all energetic obstacles
please remove all energetic obstacles
to my optimal discernment,
to my optimal discernment,
intuition,
intuition,
and clarity of focus.
and clarity of focus.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good,
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
this or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you relax and be passive. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Monica's highest good. Please remove all obstacles to her optimal discernment, intuition, and clarity of focus to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Now it's passive time. Everyone just relax and let things move. I invite everyone to have no preference as to whether any given moment your experience is more challenging or more euphoric. Both experiences are important in a process like this. So Monica, are you feeling a lot of strong energy in your body?
Yeah.
Just let it run. The more you just feel it passively and don't fight it in any way, if you don't have any preference for it to be different, the more benefit you'll get. They would not create any discomfort in your experience without very good reason. Feels like they're stirring stuff up pretty good there. So often they work in a two-step cycle. They're doing step one right now, which is to loosen up what they're going to release. And I think we'll both feel when they start the actual flush, but they're just stirring it up right now. And there's the flush. Just let all that flush away out the hands and feet. Having any understanding of what's getting stirred up and flushed is totally not required. You can have major healings without having any clue what's being moved around. Are you feeling that strong release of energy there, Monica?
I am out of my hands and feet, and
Good.
I'm also feeling a swirling energy in my liver.
All right, we'll take it. Just relax and let it all move. My experience has been that my human self often has absolutely no clue why anything is happening, no intellectual understanding. I just feel energy moving. And I've also learned that's enough. If there's something I need to know, they'll pop in a thought or an image. And I note that and then just go back to feeling again. The less you put attention on thoughts or images during a healing process, the more you simply feel, the more effectively it works. Once the round is over, you can think to your mind's content. But while it's in process, do your best just to feel.
Got it.
Most of what they do is literally beyond human comprehension anyway. So you wouldn't understand more than a fraction of it, even when you're at your best. Whew. Are you feeling any sadness or sorrow coming up?
Not really.
Yeah, I am. So
thank you.
Just feel whatever's coming up. There it goes. Yeah, it was kind of holding there for a minute. Now the sadness is flushing. The allies are mixing in a little bit of bonus healing around the whole Israel-Gaza situation right now. They're mixing in a little bit of New Earth support team. But they're assuring me, Monica, that this will in no way diminish the effectiveness of your healing. They can do lots of things at once.
Nice.
Are you having a strong light body experience now, Monica?
Yeah, pretty significant.
Good. And your physical body, does it feel more like energy or solid matter right now?
I would say 50-50, but I'm very tingly.
You're good. We'll take it. Yeah, but don't control. Just let it be what it is. It started to get constricted there. So just go back to passivity. Don't have a preference as to how your body feels. Just be with whatever it feels like. Okay. There you go. Are you loosened up again? Good. Well done. Oh, yeah. You're getting really expanded now. Feels great. So, are you strongly conscious now as your divine being, Monica?
Yes,
Good. So,
right.
just feel that. They're saying this can be your new normal right here. And if you'll just
I'll take it.
use your daily, embodied awakening invocation, refresh as needed, or whatever your technique is for getting there. Is it true what this right here is a little bit stronger awakening than you normally walk around in every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want this as your new normal, it's available. Just, invoke every morning and refresh as needed to keep this not only stable but ever deepening. Okay.
Gladly.
Okay, good. Does this feel complete for your round?
Yes.
Okay.
Feels very good.
Again, I don't know any way to check the work right now, but if you want to pop me an email in 2 or 3 days and let me know if these things feel like they got improved. I'd love to hear about it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you,
Appreciate
Monica.
you.
Well done. All right. We got time for at least one more. So whoever would like to hot seat next, just unmute yourself. It's Apoorva. Welcome back.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello. And I see Luminita came in right behind you. Luminita, if we have time, we'll put you in the hot seat next. But it's Apoorva first. Okay. So,
Okay, actually, I was there. I was there on the last call also receiving healing. So, if the other person wants to come forward, they can.
okay. So, Luminita, if you'd like to accept our offer, go ahead and unmute now.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, Luminita. So,
Hi.
tell me what you would love to be different, if possible, after your healing round.
I have problem with insomnia.
Insomnia.
Oh, yes.
Well, I think you should sleep on that. Okay. So obviously you want more consistent, restful sleep then.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. That's pretty straightforward. You want to just shoot for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so please repeat after me, Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
more consistent, healthy, restful sleep
more consistent, helpful sleep
that serves highest good.
that serves the highest good,
This or something better.
this or something better.
And now you relax. Everybody else, please repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Luminita's highest good. May she have the deepest, most consistent, and restful sleep that serves highest good every night. This or something better. Everybody relax and be passive, and let's just let it flow. Woo. They're shaking you up there pretty good, aren't they, Luminita? You feel that strong energy in the body?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So you just relax. Are you normally not super sensitive to subtle energy?
I am sensitive, very
Oh,
sensitive.
okay. All right. Well, I'm feeling a ton, so just relax and see what you feel. Please be
That's
sure.
probably.
I'm sorry.
No, I tried to say that's probably why I have problems sleeping.
Maybe
Too
so.
much.
Okay, so I invite you into complete passivity, Luminita. Just kind of feel the whole body overall and just don't try to make anything happen. Just be completely open, completely passive. There. Do you feel energy coming in now?
Okay.
Yes or no? Do you feel that?
Feel something warm?
That's it. That's the energy. So just relax and let it come. However you perceive it is fine. Yeah. You're doing good. Just stay really relaxed, really open. I can feel a part of you that really wants to help or do something. Just encourage that part to rest. And trust me that the more passive you stay, the more benefit you're going to get. Your higher self can do this for you way better than Luminita or any part of her can do it for itself. So just encourage those parts to give your higher self a chance to do it for you. Ooh, once again, I'm feeling strong emotions. So if you feel strong emotions coming up, Luminita, just feel those as well. Just open to all the experience, challenging or peaceful.
And yes, I feel something around my head.
Good. Good. So just let them work. And I feel others on the call who are processing heavy energy on your behalf. Thank those of you who are feeling that too. Just let it run itself. And if you stay passive, the allies will make sure to process it through, leaving nothing behind. And once again, I'm feeling highest good energy flowing to everybody on the call. The allies already know what you need. So I encourage everyone to be just completely passive, letting the energy run itself. I am feeling some effort in the field, so please, everybody, just drop to no effort at all. Just exist, please. Trust the energy to do the right thing. We are in a safe, sacred container. It is completely safe to relax to zero effort. That's feeling better. Not everybody is at zero. So those of you who have a part of you that thinks it's better to continue effort, just encourage that part to just try zero for a moment and see what happens. Just encourage it. Let's test it and see. And see what zero does for you. That's feeling better in the group now. Yeah, this is one of those times when it really makes a difference. Even just one person live around the recording, not fully relaxed, will affect the entire field. And that's feeling much better now. Thank you all so much for going to zero. And I'm feeling some sorrow come up. So if anyone's feeling that as well, just let it be felt completely with no resistance and it will pass through. Anything completely felt can be completely healed. You just have to feel it one last time, and you're done with that particular energy forever. Yeah, now we're getting some nice altered state energy in the field. Luminita, are you feeling a little bit more energetic awareness now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Just relax into that. Also staying open to any challenging energy that may arise. Feel that just as happily as anything else if it arises.
I had a little bit of headaches. I don't know, headaches, like stroking headaches. Choking pains around my head.
During this process?
Yes.
Yes, please allow that. They are having to do that to create the healing. So just be as accepting of any pain or discomfort as the good energy. They would not do that if it was not necessary for the healing. Am I correct that it is not overwhelming?
No.
Good. Yeah, just be open to the pain as much as the pleasure, okay? Yeah. And typically, if you are fully open to the experience, any discomfort tends to pass very quickly and only stays around if you resist it or are unwilling to feel it completely. So, Luminita, do you now feel more like energy than solid matter?
Yes, I feel more relaxed.
You're doing great. So,
Yes.
they're still doing some work. I think they're moving toward the tail end of your process, but just stay relaxed and just feel whatever you feel. You're doing beautifully. And boy, everyone on this call is doing great work. Whether you're live or on the recording, we are holding a beautiful field together. Well done, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm wondering, Luminita, does your process feel complete?
Probably.
Okay.
I'll
All right.
let you know.
Okay. But yeah, but you feel like the energy has kind of stabilized. It's not doing a lot of
Yes.
dynamic stuff. Okay. Yeah. So
Yes.
again, we obviously can't check it right now, but if you'd pop me an email in like 2 or 3 days, let me know how your sleep has been. I'd really be eager to hear how this worked for you.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Yeah, everybody.
All right, and Apoorva, we do have time for you. So if you want to jump back in, you'll be our final hot seat person.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you, Benjamin.
Thanks for being willing to let Luminita jump in there. Okay. So what would you like to be?
Yeah, sure. Actually, lately I have been noticing that my mental chatter has gone a lot, so I have a lot of thoughts. I think my mind is working quite a lot.
Okay, so you would like
So
healing of the throat chakra?
I don't know about that. I just see that my mental activity has increased, so I would like my mind to be more relaxed and calm.
Okay, so calm mind with only the thoughts arising that are appropriate and helpful in the moment?
Yes.
Okay, all right, let's shoot for that. So, right now, do you have a pretty chattery mind at this moment?
That I have a very good experience, but yes, I noticed that my thoughts are constantly going on.
Okay, and you're telling me that's happening right now as well?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So just for a moment, just observe your thoughts without changing anything. Just I want you to be the witness of your own level of thought activity and just notice it for a moment. Just kind of watching it. And now rate that if 10 is a completely frenetic, crazy thought process and 0 is not a thought in sight. What number would you give the level of thought activity right now?
Six.
Okay, good. So we'll check that number again when we're done, okay?
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, please repeat after me, Apoorva, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum calmness of mind.
Maximum calmness of mind.
That serves highest good
That serves highest good.
with only appropriate thoughts at all times
With only appropriate thoughts at all times.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good
To the greatest extent that it serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Good. Now you relax and just so attention on the mind itself. In fact, I'm going to have you do the two-story thought house invocation. Are you familiar with that?
Not exactly.
Okay, that's in my book. So I want you to, and the group will come along in a minute, but imagine that you're in a house on the ground floor and all those thoughts are right there with you that are chattering away. So can you kind of imagine yourself right there at the same level with the thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Now there's a stair and you're going to go up the stairs to a balcony, and this balcony looks down on the first floor and that's where all the thoughts are. So now you're on the second floor balcony looking down on the thoughts. And what you're going to do now is simply observe them, but you're not going to interact with them. You're going to watch them doing thinking under their own power, but not with your cooperation. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You're just watching them do their thing, but you're not engaging. You're not thinking related thoughts. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'd like you to hold as we do this. Okay.
Okay.
And if that image is too cumbersome for you, just being aware of thoughts in whatever way is comfortable for you will also work. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you do that. And everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Apurva's highest good. May her mind be calm with only appropriate thoughts. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. And Apoorva, I'm noticing there's some background noise in your environment. So if you are willing to mute yourself unless you're actually speaking, would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, thanks. So everybody just relax and be completely passive. What a sweet energy in the field. Everybody's doing a spectacular job. Yeah, Purva, I'm feeling a lot of energy working in your brain. They're really lighting up those lobes. So just feel whatever you feel there and let it run. And again, Apoorva, if there's any thought activity right now, just be the witness of the thought without engaging with the thought. It's like observing it from a distance. And what you'll notice when you do that is the thoughts start slowing down. And then each little thought form kind of gets quiet. And then it just blips out of existence. If you don't feed the thoughts with your personal energy, they can't last long. Wow. So, Apoorva, I'm just curious. I'm feeling a great stillness. How is your thought level now?
It has gone down quite a lot.
Okay. Is this the level of mental calmness you were shooting for?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they got it. That was quick. Okay, good. Do you feel like your process is complete?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, in future, if you get a chattery mind, you might try that two-story thought house invocation process
Okay, sure.
and see if that helps. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that leaves us time for one group process involving everybody. And we're going to do one of my favorite things to do in a group process, which is we're all going to give and receive energy simultaneously. So everyone, I invite you to repeat after me now, if you wish. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow highest good energy through me to everybody else on this call, live or on the recording, as I simultaneously receive highest good energy from everybody else on this call. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Everybody relax, and now there's a beautiful, you can see it geometrically, it's a gorgeous symmetrical energetic pattern where everybody is connected to everybody else, live or on the recording in this event, simultaneously receiving highest good and being the conduit for highest good energy to everybody else. And it all runs easily because the allies can do this very easily and comfortably. Don't try to visualize it or figure it out. Just relax, and all the energy will move in just a perfect way. So relax, feel what's happening, and have fun with this. Remembering that absolute passivity is your best strategy here. Let the divine beings move the energy on our behalf. Be equally open to whether it feels blissful or challenging or both. Again, if they're creating any discomfort, it is for very good reason. They have to do that to heal something that you're better off without. You just experience it fully, it can move out very quickly. The field is brightening considerably. I'm feeling a little effort. Please release that and go back to complete passivity. Let these beautiful divine beings do it for you. Much better. Thank you. Okay, we've got a beautiful field. Now we're going to spread the wealth. Divine allies, please radiate this energy out to all beings on earth whom it will serve. Thank you. And beyond that, to all beings in the universe whom this energy will serve. And because this comes from the infinite source of the divine, not only do we not lose any energy individually, we gain energy. When we share it, we get more for ourselves. We are instantly and automatically rewarded for being highest good conduits. So you may discover this, we're sharing this energy to all beings on earth and all beings in the universe, that your experience of the energy actually gets stronger. Feels pretty stable. We'll give that just a moment longer. So just take a moment to see how you feel, how much you feel like a being of energy, how expansive your awareness is. Yeah, feels great. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Pachamama Mamakia Wiracocha Inti Kriti. All right, I'm going to have you all do a final invocation, Spirit that I am, divine beings. Please adjust my energy for highest good. And now go passive. That means that you're only going to stay connected to the field to the extent that serves highest good. For some, that'll mean complete disconnection. For others, they'll be able to stay connected in a good way. So the divine beings will customize that for each of us. Okay, I got it covered. Beloved allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thanks for making this all possible. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Anyone who benefits from your continued presence, let that be so for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that closes the container. If you need to boogie, that's fine. But if you'd like to hang around for a little Q&A, then we'll do that for a little bit here. So anyone who has a question or comment, feel free to either speak or type in the chat if you are on the live call. So, nobody yet. There have been events where nobody left feedback, and that's fine too. But I'll leave just a moment longer in case anyone would like to speak or type in the chat. Christina said, "It was amazing!" Exclamation point. So glad to hear that, Christina. Thank you. Cat typed, as an energy healer, I have some issues with staying passive and not trying to move that energy. Any suggestions? Yeah, I would just say try the passive approach when we're doing our method here and just see if it feels like it's more or less effective for you than doing things actively. We have definitely found very consistently that passive seems to work better in the context in which we work. Apoorva. Oh, and also, Kat, you'll notice that it's only a part of you that wants to do something, not all of you. And you can just feel that part of you that wants to act and just encourage it just to try passivity for a moment and see what the effect is and judge for yourself if a more passive approach works for you. Apoorva says, last week I asked for healing for my anger and aggression, and it has gone down a lot. Wow, I'm so glad to hear that. And Christina says, so grateful for the session and the group with three hearts. Thank you, Christina. Kat says, thank you. I appreciate you all. Appreciate you too, Kat. Monica says, feeling totally blissed out. Thank you, everyone. Some lovely feedback there. Then Monica says, feeling, oh, sorry. That was not new. Just someone left the call and it moved the chat a little bit. I got confused. All right, it's getting quiet. Anyone else with any questions or comments before we close? Okay, last call for feedback.
Thank you so much for all your contribution.
Oh, thank you, Christina. I really appreciate you being here. Anybody else? Risa left us a bunch of big red hearts. Thank you, Risa. And is that Nicole?
Yeah, it is. I just wanted to say my authority issues are down to about a 1 or even a 0.5 at the moment. So.
Okay. So you're a little fuzzy, but I heard you say that your issues are down to a 1 or a 0.5. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Sounds like it's just getting better. Thanks for letting us know.
Yep.
All right. Happy to hear
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else? And Luminita typed, I'm already yawning. Hopefully I will sleep good tonight. Thank you all. Fabulous. All right. That feels like a wrap. So grateful that you all came for tonight. Again, we'll do this twice again next month. This is such a powerful event. I like to do it twice a month. And many gratefulness, much gratefulness to you all. So grateful that you're members of Awakening Plus. Christina says, I will be playing this every night. As long as it's helpful. That sounds great. All right. Thanks, everybody. So grateful you're here. And I wish all of you big blessings. Good night.